This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W1.
So I'll give you the rundown. Fowling, Claire, Jesus, Emmanuel, Newman, Keys, Pembroke, Spoons, first and third, LMBC, then we've got Christ, Queens, Pat, Tiphole, Peterhouse, Burton, Selwyn, Churchill, Kings is your sandwich. As we are going through the guts, there is Downing, who seems to be on station with Claire. This is the one everybody's watching. It might go all the way. You can hear the crowd roaring as they see the yellow flash of flex from Claire. Behind them on station with Jesus. We've got then further back on station with Emmanuel. And then on station is the Unum crew. Let's just stick with this. It looks like Downing, fantastic going. You've got to admire the skill of these crews. The rhythm is perfect. All the blades make a perfect plane as they feather. It's a length and a half between Claire and Downing, both getting very good South Bank racing lines. On the station behind those is Jesus. And on station, as I've said, is Emmanuel. Then Newnham. Newnham look like they're being closed down by Keys, though. Keys have brought that distance between Newnham and down to just one length as they're going to Grassy, and it does look like Keys are rowing better at the moment. Certainly we're down. It's now down to a length as they go into Grassy, but Newnham have found some pace, keeping a nice tight racing line, but as they go around the south of Grassy Corner. And the next blades that I'm seeing are the blades of LMBC. So, by the looks of things, for Pembroke, we're on Spoons, first and third.
Big news perhaps on the long edge here, but Georgina Pleasabard is making its way up the bumps course, so hopefully it won't disrupt the race. But back to you, Mike.
Right, so this is what happened further back then. We had Pembroke being bumped by first and third just before first corner. LMBC are the next crew here. They were on for blades, but they're not going to get those. And also right up their backside is Christ. Christ were on for Spoons, but they've brought that distance between them and LMBC down to just three quarters of a length as they go around Grassy Corner. Not only that, it looks like Christ get the better exit, and they're now bringing it down to just half a length as they go around and onto Plough Ridge. Two lengths behind those is the Queen's boat, and then two lengths back is your St. Cat's boat. Let's start with this one. Tim, what's it looking like? LMBC. Tim, go for it.
In front of me right now, I've just seen Newnham bumped by Keys. Keys have just bumped up on Newnham on the apex of Dickon Corner. Keys coming in alongside me now. They look happy. Newnham are just winding it down and coming in just on the edge of Long Beach. Everyone above them looking largely on station, with Downing slightly opening up on there as they went past me. Any further news on them, Ed?
Well, they're just coming up towards me now, and I would say that Claire have closed on Downing since the start, although I'd say there might well still be three quarters of a length between the two boats. It's very hard to tell because there are so many spectators here craning their necks round the tree I'm standing by to see if they can get a glimpse of these two boats. But Downing, I would say, now perhaps only have half a length over Claire. This is going to be immensely exciting all the way down the course. The Downing women look fairly fluid. They don't look too flustered yet. Downing now only have a third of length over the Claire boat as they reach the kink in the middle of the long reach. Downing crew are looking back at the Claire boat thinking, we've still got that bit of distance. We can still hold this. We've only got half a mile to go, but that half a mile is going to be such a long way because there is now only a quarter of a length between the two crews as they go past me. Downing still trying. Perhaps this is a stage where the Downing cock should think about veering away. They're veering off to the left-hand side of the course. They do not want to be tagged by Claire. They want Claire to have to work for this bump, and Claire will work for this bump. Claire now taking the centre of the river. I see a Jesus boat going past me, but that really isn't that relevant yet. Emma, can you see the two boats a little bit better than me? To me, it looks like you could throw a blanket over the two of them. Emma.
Yes, I can see them. I can see them coming up the reach, but from this angle, it looks and I can see the blades have stopped moving. That looks like a bump by Claire on Downing. Claire bumped Downing and taken the headship.
Right, so Churchill have overlap on Selwyn around Nick and Todd. There is overlap here. There is the bump is imminent. Their bump is going to concede. Selwyn have just conceded a bump against Churchill on Nick and Corner, going into the reach. But also, I've not seen Peterhouse and Trinity Hall row past, so I can only assume that Peterhouse have bumped up on Trinity Hall somewhere further up the course, giving Peterhouse their blades and putting Peterhouse WID in the highest position they've ever been in the May bumps. The going past me now are Kings, the sandwich boat, looking very tired. They've got no one to catch with they've got only Gerton to catch. They're not going to catch with them. King's very tired after having rode this course once already today. Mike.
Yes, it's confirmed. Peterhouse did indeed bump Trinity Hall early on the course. Claire bumps Downing at the end of long reach. Can I have a cheer for Claire? That's double play. Blades for bumping every day. Blades for head of the river. Claire take the head of the river back. First time since ages ago. Congratulations. Need some boats to burn later on. Right, so this is how it looks so far. Downing bumped by Claire. Downing bumped by Claire. Headship goes to Claire. Jesus, and the manual looks good, I believe, for row overs, but we'll check with that later on with Emma. Newnham bumped by Keith from the other side of Ditton. Pembroke bumped by first and third early on in the course. SPD and Christ, what happened there? Emma, have you seen those crews?
I've only seen Jesus and Emma come through.
Like into the LMBC all time. Edge, what's happened on the long reach between LMBC and Price?
LMBC and Price was a bump before they got to me. I'm now watching the Gerton boat having to avoid the Georgina Pleasure Cruiser, but other than that, I'm having a fairly pleasant road back home because there's really not a lot going on here. We have Selwyn and Churchill, I think, must have bumped out on Ditton Corner because I did see Churchill stop on the outside of Ditton Corner, which means Kings are rowing over as Sandwich Boat to end the week exactly where they started it. Back to you, Mike. Is that Emma? Emma, what can you see now beyond the railway bridge?
Recap so far. Emma, what happened between Jesus and Emmanuel?
They're both finished. They had at least sort of three lengths between them as they came towards the Penny Ferry. So yeah, they have both rowed over at the top of the course. And looking behind, there's quite a gap. Well, no, back to you. There's no action here at the top. Most crews seem to have bumped out or be rowing over.
So for W1 then, Downing bumped by Claire, Jesus row over, Emmanuel row over, Newnham bumped by Keys, Pembroke bumped by first and third, Pembroke get a spoon, LMBC bumped by Christ, Christ avoid spoons, LMBC avoid blades, Queens row over, we think, St. Cat's row over. Have you seen signs of Queens and St. Cat's at all, Emma?
I can see what looks like Cat's having pulled over. They're a little bit further up the course from me, so I will get back to you as to why they've pulled over. But it looks like they might have had a bump. I'll have to confirm that with you in just 1 second.
So Queens both finished at the railway bridge for that. Ed, did you see how close they were?
They weren't that close together. I imagine they'll have just pulled in because they finished just beyond the railway bridge. But you never know, because crews do catch crabs, which means that they get the oars caught in the water and lose a lot of momentum. But I believe those two will both have rowed over. But we can confirm that in the results update.
Trinity Hall were bumped by Peterhouse. Peterhouse gaining their blades. We just even row past Gerton. Row over Selwyn, bumped by Churchill later on the course. King at the back, row over. That was very exciting. Claire gets double blades. Blades for bumping every day. Blades for head of the river.
May bumps.
Cam FM. Results.
Hello, yes, I can confirm that Claire did bump Downing. They are the new heads of the river with their wonderful bump just before the railway bridge. Behind them, Jesus and Emmanuel both rode over. And then Keys bumped up on Newnham. First and third bumped up on Pembroke. Christ bumped up on Lady Margaret. Queens and St. Cat's both rode over. Peterhouse bumped up on Trinity Hall. Gerton rode over. Churchill bumped up on Selwyn, and Kings rode over as well. So, yeah, it's been quite a race. Lots of bumps going on, and very exciting news about Claire.
May bumps.
Cam FM.